Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, welcoming the start of the local growing season, with organic fruits and vegetables arriving in-store from local farmers. With 9 neighborhood locations and a 10th store, Green Lake Village, opening June 4th. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, our long and brutal winter, it wasn't really all that brutal.
Not compared to back east where my family's from. Yeah. They're still shoveling out of the snow there.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I thought today maybe we would talk about the stuff we can't wait to get fresh again.
You mean like, say, garlic?
That won't be a problem for me, Ms. Leeson, because I have 45 heads of garlic coming up in my raised bed, and their little green shoots are already saucily poking their heads up above the straw. They're about 8 inches high now.
You know, I think if there's anything that I miss that's fresh and tastes the way it should this time of year, it's garlic. Every garlic bulb I've opened has been dry and has like the big green ugly thing in the middle that you have to take that out if you want it to not be bitter. And I've just been so disappointed. It doesn't matter whether I spend a lot of money or a little money on garlic. It's just, it's very bad right now.
It wasn't until I started growing my own, and really it was just on a lark about 4 years ago, that I discovered what a huge difference there is between fresh garlic and the stuff that you get in stores. I mean, it really is, for me, night and day.
It's funny because you don't really think about about how important that is, how much we use garlic almost every day. This time of year, we're also going to start seeing the wonderful ramps and onions coming up.
That's something that I have been dying to try because I was once married to a woman from North Carolina, and she had so many funny stories to tell about ramps and kids being sent home from school, you know, from elementary school, the teacher saying, "Who's been eating the ramps?" So anyway, anything that smells that bad, I got to try. So,
well, I know you're the stinky you're the stinky tofu guy.
Yeah. So I like strong taste and stuff.
Again, this time of year, we're also seeing a lot of the beautiful, fresh greens that were left over from the year before that we talked about last year, the rapini-type growth that's starting to come up. And I got smart and left my lacinato kale in my garden so that I can clip off the beautiful new stuff that's coming up, the young stuff.
Yeah. Well, look, can we get back to garlic for a moment?
We can.
Another bonus about growing your own garlic, you get garlic scapes, which sell for, what is it, $150,000 an inch in the
And then everyone
market.
Calls and says, what do you do with those? What do you do with them?
Well, I use them often in place of, if I were going to use green onions, I'll use those instead. But I've actually just sautéed them as a side. Yeah.
You know, and I will admit I'm buying asparagus from places very far away now because I'm still waiting for the best new fresh asparagus to come up. Yeah. When I lived in New Jersey, oh man, get the fattest, most gorgeous asparagus you ever want to see.
I'm glad you said fat, and maybe we should poll our food for thoughters on this one. For a long time, what was going on with these skinny little skinny asparagus? Was it the same kind of derangement that has created, you know, those rail-thin supermodels? I like an asparagus. It's got a little heft to it.
A little zoftic asparagus.
Asparagus.
Stein, I knew that's why I liked you, because you're like a woman with a little oomph on her.
I bet you didn't know that some years ago I wrote and sang a jingle for the Washington State Asparagus Growers that I made with the rock band Bob Hill and Little Stranger. Well, let us know what you're looking forward to getting again now that our long, dark winter is over. Just go to kplu.org, click on Food for Thought with KPLU food commentator Nancy.
I like them young.
Leeson and Dick Stein.
You know that long, lean, and healthy. You don't have to be too well that you get lean.
Asparagus, I mean.
They're so good, they're amazing. You can even hollandaise them. Get some lean.
Asparagus, I mean.
We grow them where the soil is sweet.